As the legislature closes out the first week of its special session on the Alaska LNG gas line project, there's one question in the air. What's the holdup? That's because lawmakers appear to agree on the one major issue on the table, buying out TransCanada and taking a larger stake in the project. But Republican leaders in the House say they're not yet ready to take a vote, and they won't be until they're convinced the state has a plan to take a role in the project, APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
House Speaker and Nikiski Republican Mike Chenault put it this way.
I've been asking for months now, who is coordinating the efforts of all the state departments? And I haven't got that answer yet.
As it stands, several state agencies have a role in the project, including the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Revenue, and the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Chenault and other lawmakers want to know which agency will be taking over TransCanada's role, vetting and voting on project decisions.
While I respect the governor, I don't think that he has the time to be in charge of the state and also the gas pipeline project and do a good job with both. There needs to be somebody in the administration where the legislature or Alaskans can go to and say, what's going on?
Governor Bill Walker says the answer is pretty simple.
So when the legislature says, you know, where does the buck stop on the Alaska gas line project?
It's right here in this office.
Walker says he's the one refereeing among the different agencies. While he's not involved in day-to-day negotiations, he says he speaks weekly with counterparts at the state's three oil company partners, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and BP, and gets daily phone updates from state officials. On December 4th, all the partners must vote on whether to go ahead with the next year of work and funding for the project. The governor says he'll coordinate that decision.
We'll sit down with the Commissioner of Natural Resources, with the Commissioner of Revenue, and the Attorney General, and also with input and coordinate with AGDC on the data that's been collected thus far and making that decision.
Walker says if the TransCanada buyout goes through, that structure could change. But for now, when lawmakers ask who's in charge of the gas pipeline, the answer is Bill Walker. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Juneau.